This is Abe Akiva's recording for Maseches Megillah, Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis. We're on the very bottom of Yud Gimel Amid Aleph, last few words on the last line. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar said, "My dichsiv, what does it mean when it says, going over now to Yud Gimel Amid Beis, Lo Yigra Mitzalik Enough, that is a pasuk in Iyov. So it says he does not pull his eyes away from the righteous, from a tzaddik. B'schar tznius shehoisa ba'ba Rachel, in reward for the modesty of Rachel, Zachta v'yatzavimena Shaul. She merited having a great-great-great-grandson such as Shaul HaMelech. U'v'schar tznius shehoisa ba'ba Shaul, and in reward for the tznius, for the modesty of Shaul, Zachta v'yatzavimena Esther. He was zocha to have a descendant like Esther." Okay, so now we want to know. U'mai tznius shehoisa ba'ba Rachel. What was Rachel tznius? Tichsev ayageid Yaakov l'Rachel ki achi avyahu. Right, so Yaakov told Rachel he was the brother of her father. He was like her uncle. He wasn't her uncle. He was her cousin. Right, Ella Amarla Minsavali. He told her, "Please, you know, will you marry me? I want to marry you." So Amarla, she said to him, "In yes, view Abba Ramahu, but my father is a trickster. Below Yichalt Le." Right, and you're not going to succeed at marrying me. So Amar La, she said back to her, Achiv Ana B'Ramos, I will be his brother when it comes to trickery. Meaning, when he said, I'm his brother, it didn't mean literally brother. It meant, like, I'll be a trickster just like him. Amar La, Mishari L'Tzadike L'Saguyi B'Rim Yusa. She says, wait a second, is it permissible for tzadikim to get involved in tricking people? Amar La, yes. It is, in fact, mutter. And he quotes the pasuk in Sefer Shmuel, "Im Navar tis titavar, im ikesh titafal." Right. So he says, basically, if you're dealing with a person who's pure, so you should be pure, and if you're dealing with a crooked person, you should be crooked. So Amar La, Umay Ram Yusa, what is going to be the trickery? Amar La, Isli Achta the Kashisha Minoy. I have an older sister, Velo Minsivli Mikaman, and he's not going to let me get married before she does. So Masala Simanim, right? So he gave her the Simanim. Kimata Lilya Amra Hashta Mixifa Achtoi. As meaning they had a whole plan to basically use the Simanim. And when she saw the plan coming to fruition, she realized the amount of embarrassment that's going to be for her sister. Masartin Onela, so she gave her the Simanim. Aina Dichsiva Hiba Boker. It was in the morning, Vihine Hileya. Right, and it turned out that it was Leah, meaning Michlal Dad Ashto Lav Leah. What up until this point it wasn't Leah. Ella Mitok Simanim Shemasra Rachel Leah Lo Haviyada Ad Hashto. Obviously, she was Leah the whole time, but in fact, because of the Simanim, so Yaakov didn't realize that it was Rachel all this time. That it was Leah all this time. He thought it was Rachel. Aficha, because of this, Zachta V'yatzim Mena Shol. She was Zocha to have a descendant such as Shaul. So my sneas, I said Bishol. So what was Shaul's sneas? Tichsev, as the Dvar Hamalucha Lo Higid Lo Asher Amar Shmuel. So when Shaul got back, and Shmuel had already told him he's going to be king. So Shaul didn't mention it to anybody until it became absolutely necessary. He kept it to himself, even though he knew he was already going to be king. But nevertheless, he didn't say anything to any of his family or friends. So, and then based on this, Tznia Zocha Yatzos Menu Esther. So he was Zocha to have a descendant such as Esther. Va'amar Reb Lazar Kishakarish Baruch Hu Posek Gedula LaAdam Posek Levanav LeBnei Vanav Ad Sof Kol Hadoros. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu decides to give greatness to an individual, he does so for his entire lineage down the line. Shenemar. So he's going to set them forever and he's going to lift them up. Then he gives daito, but if the person becomes arrogant, the Kadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu lowers him. Shenemar, vim asurim bzakim, right? So if they are bound with chains, right? So, and then the rest of the pasuk says basically, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will lift you up, but he can also bind you with chains. And then continuing on, so we just got done saying that Esther wouldn't tell anybody where she was from. That was part of the modesty of Esther. Amar Mordechai, Esther Osa, and Esther did what Mordechai had told her to do. So Amar Rav Yirmiyah Shehoisa Mare. So what did it mean that she did what Mordechai said? Shehoisa Mare Dam Nida LeChachamim Kasher Hoisa Be'emuna ito. So he says she would show her damida to Chachamim the same way as she did when she was being, when she was growing up in the house of Mordechai. Amar Rabba Bar Lema. So Rabba Lema said, Jehoisa omedes micheiko shel Achashverosh v'tovelos v'yoshevet b'cheiko shel Mordechai. So he says, no, it did, it, she would do what Mordechai said, not just that she would show her, she would keep the laws of Taras Mishpacha, but that she would actually leave the embrace of Achashverosh, go to the mikvah, and then she would go back to Mordechai. Right, so in those days when Mordechai was sitting in the gates of the king, so Bigson and Seresh got angry at the king. So Rav Chia bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Chia bar Amar says the name Rabbi Yochanan. Hiksev Hakadosh Baruch Hu Adon Al Avadav Lasos Ritzon Tzadik. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu got angry, and he caused. I'm sorry, Hakadosh Baruch Hu caused the master to get angry at his servants in order to fulfill the will of a tzaddik, Manu. And who is this tzaddik? Yosef. That's referring to Yosef, Shenemar, as it says, Vishamitano Nar Ivri, right? So there was a certain Jewish slave together with them. And Avadim El Adonayim Lasos Neis Letzaddik. So that was the time where he caused, meaning by Yosef, HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused Paro to get angry at his servants so he could help Yosef. And now, Avadim al Danim, and now Hashem caused the servants to get angry at their master, meaning Bigsam and Seresh got angry at Achashverosh, Lasos Neis Letzadik, in order to do a miracle for the Tzadik, Umanu Mordechai, and that was referring to Mordechai, Dechsir, Vyodea Dabar, Vyoda Dabar, Mordechai. And the matter became known for to Mordechai, and that's how he was able to save the. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Bigsam and Seresh Ne Tarsiim Havu. They were two Tarsians. And they were speaking in their language of Tarsian. So he says, from the days that this guy came along, meaning Achashverosh came along, we haven't been sleeping. The guy makes us work all night long. So let's poison his plate so that he can die. Right. In other words, they wanted to basically have, hopefully his successor would be an easier king to work for. They didn't know that Mordechai was a member of the Sanhedrin who sat in the Lishchas Hagazis. That's where in the office in the Beis Hamikdash where the Sanhedrin used to convene. So one of the rules of being on the Sanhedrin is that the Sanhedrin can't hear Mipi HaMeturgam, and they have to understand many, many languages. And therefore, this was one of the languages that Mordechai understood. V'halo ein mishmarti u'mishmartecha shavet. So he says basically that my job and meaning my guardianship and your guardianship are not the same. So amarlo ani eshmar mishmart, meaning Big Son and Seresh, when they were planning, they said we don't have the same shift. So amarlo, so he said to Big Son, said to Seresh, or vice versa, ani eshmar mishmarti u'mishmartecha. I will take my shift and your shift. So I'll do both. The matter was investigated and it was found. Shalom nimshu b'mishmarasa, meaning Mordechai told Achashverosh's people to, or he told Esther to tell Achashverosh so that you should check to see that what I'm saying is true, because they're going to be, one of them is going to be ditching his shift in order to poison you while the other one covers for him. Fine. So that's how they knew Mordechai was telling the truth. Achar Devar Ma'ila, after these things. So now we're up to Perek Gimel. These things, meaning after all these things happen, what does it mean, these things? That's when Haman rose to power. Sorry. So Haman rose to power after this. Amar Rava. Rava says, Achar Shebara Kadosh Baruch Hu Refua Lamaka. After Kadosh Baruch Hu already created the cure before he created the disease. So Amar Yishlakish, Yena Kadosh Baruch Hu Makas Yisrael, Amkein Borei Lahem Refua Tchila. Kadosh Baruch Hu always creates the cure for Klal Yisrael before he creates the disease. Shenemar, as we say, Kirif'i li Yisrael v'nigla avon Ephraim. Right? So Navi in Hoshea and the Treyasar says that when I healed Yisrael, then the sin of Ephraim will be uncovered. Ava umos ha'olam enokim, but the way Hashem treats the rest of the nations of the world is not the same way. Maka osan v'achakach bori lem nefor. First he gives them the disease, and then he creates the cure. Shenemar, the negaf of a nagaf Hashem es Yisrael, negof v'rafo. Right, so Navi Shai says Hashem will plague you, will give Mitzrayim a plague, plaguing them and then healing them. Okay, so that was the idea that first HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Esther into place and he put Mordechai into place and made him a favorite of the king. And then he let Haman rise to power. So it says about Haman, Vayivaz Beinav Lishloch Yad Mordechai Levado. Haman rejected the idea, it was bad in his eyes, to just kill Mordechai himself. Amar Rava B'tchila B'Mordechai. No, first he wanted to Levado. First he wanted to harm Mordechai himself. Uvesof Ba'am Mordechai. And then in the end, he wanted to harm the nation of Mordechai, Umanu, and who are those people? Rabbanim. That was just referring to the Rabbanim. So first he wanted to kill Mordechai. Then he wanted to kill the rabbis. Uvesof Kol Yehudim. And then in the end, he wanted to kill the rest of the Jews. So what did he do? It says the pasuk, he fell pur hu agoro. He made a girl. He made a raffle, which was called in the Persian lashon a pur. So Tana, we learn in a brisa, kaman shen nafal pur b'chodesh Adar samach simcha gedola. When the raffle turned out to be during the month of Adar, he rejoiced greatly. Amar nafal li pur b'yareach shemes bo Moshe. Right, so he says that he knew that Moshe Rabbeinu's yortzeit was on Zion Adar. So he says, great, the poor came out, the raffle came out on the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. Right, he did not know that it was Dafka, that he died on the seventh. Uvishiva ba'adar nola, meaning he didn't realize that Moshe was born and died on the exact same day, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at least in the times of Tanakh, was mamale the years of tzaddikim. So fine. So then going further, he comes to Achashverosh and he tells him, there's a certain nation that I want to kill. So the Lashon of the Pasuk is, Yeshno Amecha, there is a certain nation. Amarava Leika Diyada Lishna Bisha Kahaman. No one knows how to talk Lashon Hara like Haman knows how to talk Lashon Hara. Amar Le, Tanachlinu, right? Come, let's destroy them. Amar Le, Mistafina Me'elokav, I'm scared of their God. Meaning Achashverosh was an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, but most of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah knew that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though they might have believed in other gods, they knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, if not the head of all the gods, he was at least the most powerful or a very powerful god. So he says, I'm afraid of their god. Delo le'avid bi k'da'avar b'kamoi. I don't want him to do to me what he did to all my other people who came before me. I mean, he killed Belshazzar, he killed Nebuchadnezzar, etc. So I don't want him to kill me. So I'm like, no. Yeshno min hamitzvos. Right, when he says yeshno amachad, so it's a lashon yoshein. They're sleeping from the mitzvos, meaning they're not doing the mitzvos the way they're supposed to be doing, and if Hashem's not going to stick up for them. Amar le ispu rabbanan, but they have rabbis. There's still some people who are tzaddikim. So Amar le said back, am echad hein. They are one nation, meaning yeshno amechad. So they're sleeping and they're amechad. They're one nation. So if the majority of the people are not doing well, a few rabbis here and there are not going to save them. Shema tomar korchani oseb malchuska. Ah, you're going to make a bald spot in my malchus, meaning you're going to knock out a whole nation that's a part of my kingdom, and there's going to be all these uninhabited cities. No, they're amefuzar meforad mefuzar in haim. Bein ha'amim, they are scattered amongst all of the nations. Shema tomar is hana minayu. So you say, there is some hana that I get from them. Miforad, they are dispersed. Kipre dazu she'ena osa peros. Right, they're just like a preda. Pered is a mule, and a mule doesn't give birth to spawn. Meaning a mule doesn't have any children. So too, they don't have anything good comes from them. Shema tomar. Ika medinasa minayu. No, but they all stay in one medina. They all stay in one state. So Talmud Lomar b'chol medinos malchusecha, right? And v'dasem shamas mikol am. Right? They're in all the different states. Meaning they're scattered amongst all the different states, and they have a different religion than every other nation. V'lo achli minan. They don't eat our food. V'lo nasvi minan. And they don't marry our women. V'lo menasvi la minayu. They don't let their women marry us. So Talmud Lomar b'chol midinos malchuso, and then you'll say but they're in all of the different provinces. I read the same line twice. So going back, going back to the line, v'esdasei amelach inam osim. So they don't follow the rules of the religion of the king, right? So what does that mean? So he says the mafke lekula shata. Basically, right? So they Kishabes Hayom, Pesach Hayom, Right, so they avoid the taxes all year long by saying, oh no, we can't pay taxes today because today is Shabbos or today is Pesach. So therefore, they ditch their taxes constantly. And then the Pasuk, he tells Achashverosh that it's not worth it for the king to leave them alone. The Achle v'shasu umevazu lei l'malchus, because they eat, drink, and are merry, and they disgrace the king. How so? V'afilu nofel zavuv b'koso shel echad mehen zorko v'shoseo. Right? So they say, what would happen? If they would be eating and drinking, and a fly would land in the cup of one of them, so they would throw out the fly and they would drink the rest of the cup. But if my master, the king, and if you, Achashverosh, would touch the kos that had wine in it, they would pour it on the ground and they wouldn't drink it. Meaning, you think that they respect you, you're less to them in their eyes than the fly that would land in their drink. So Imal HaMelech, and then the pasuk continues, Imal HaMelech Tov Yikasev La'abdav, Kikar Kesef, right? So he says that if it would be good for the king, I'd like you to write that they should be destroyed, and I will give over 10,000 loaves of silver that to the royal treasuries. Amaresh Lakish Golev Yadul Lifnei Mishamar Avaya Olam. It is well known in front of the one who spoke and created the world, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sha'asid Haman Lishkol Shkalim Al Yisrael, that Haman would pay shkalim for the destruction of the Jewish people. Leficha hiktim shikleim l'shiklav. Therefore, the Jewish people, in other words, Hashem knew years ago that this Haman was going to take all of these silver coins and try to buy off the destruction of the Jews. Therefore, they gave shekels before Haman gave a shekel, meaning the Jewish people gave the machatzis a shekel, you know, generations and generations before Haman came up with his idea. And this is what it means when it said in the Mishnah, Echad ba'adar mashmian al hashkalim ba'al ha'kil'ayim. Right? So if you look at the first Mishnah, Masech Hashkalim, when did they used to announce that everybody should prepare their machatzis ha'shekel to bring to the Beis HaMikdash? They did it on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Right? And they also announced about kil'ayim, to make sure you don't have any kilayim in the fields, and you should rip it out if you have any problems in your fields. But specifically for us, why did they dafka announce it Rosh Chodesh Adar a month in advance of when anybody even needed the reminder? Because people were going to come Pesach time, and they would deliver their machsa shekel, but we dafka announced it Rosh Chodesh Adar because it was understood in Hashem's eyes that we're going to need the zechus of the machatzis shekel to overcome the gzeira of Haman. Vayomer Melech laHaman, hakesef nasun lach, v'ha'am lasos bo katov be'einecha. So what is Achashverosh answer back? He says the money is given to you, and the nation is given to you to do whatever you want with them, whatever is good in your eyes. Amar Rabbi Abba will go a little bit further, going over to Yud Dalet Amit Aleph. Amar Rabbi Abba, mashal Achashverosh v'haman l'ma davar damer. What mashal can we give to compare Achashverosh and Haman to? V'shnei b'nei Adam, two people, echad, Hayalo tail betok sadeo lechad hayalo charetz betok sadeo. One of them had a big, huge pile of dirt in his field, and the other one had a big ditch that needed to be filled in his field. Bal charetz amar mi yitain li tail zev edamim. So the guy with the ditch says, I need to pay somebody for his pile of dirt. Bal tail amar mi yitain li charetz zev edamim. So the guy with the pile of dirt says, who will give me the ditch? He's going to pay me, and I need an open ditch to throw my dirt. Liyamim mizdavgu ze etzel ze. So then they found each other. Each one found the other. Amar lo bal charetz lebal atel mechor li telech. He says, sell me your pile of dirt. Amar lo tol ata bechinam b'halavai. Right? He says, no, I'll give it to you for free, and it's gevaldik, and therefore you're taking care of my needs, and I'll take care of your needs. Nobody needs to pay. So too, Achashverosh said back to Haman, Hakesev inasein lach. I'm going to give it to you for free. You don't have to donate any money to my treasuries, because I'm happy to kill the Jews for you. You're scratching my back, I'm scratching your back. So we see that they were both Rishayim in this particular Eitz. Okay, we'll stop here. Continue Bezrat Hashem next time.